B102 and 103, that's Harry Styles and Sign of the Times. That is my One Direction Out on Their Own song of the moment. Liam Payne or Harry Styles for you, Sharon?
Oh, I gotta say Harry.
Oh good, I'm glad to hear that. Poor Liam. But Liam's happy with Cheryl and a new baby, so he'll be grand. We are talking to Sharon Byrne. She's a Kilkenny teacher. She's been busy this year achieving some of the 7 challenges she set herself. So far this year, Sharon has given up Facebook for a month. She's trekked to the base camp of Mount Everest and she's taken part in a skydive as well. She's also become a vegetarian and intends to run in 2 marathons, and it's all to raise funds in memory of her uncle who died almost 2 years ago, and she's here in studio. What an eclectic mix from giving up Facebook to getting to the summit of Mount Everest. They almost don't like, they sound like the same challenges. What made you decide to take up these 7 challenges?
I actually wanted to do something different because in the past I used to raise money while training for different runs, so 5Ks mm-hmm. or 10Ks. My cousin actually did 12 marathons in 12 months last year. So wow. She kind of inspired me to do a few different challenges this year. And I thought, why not do something different? So I had already signed up to the marathon and or the marathon in Waterford.
Yes, the Viking marathon, which you're doing in just a few weeks. Really.
Yes, a month away now. I'd already signed up to that. I then booked the trip to Everest and I got looking at the Dublin Marathon as well. So once I had all 3 on my list, I said, why am I not doing these for charity? And then I said, okay, I'll do something a little bit different. Sat down with my sisters and we kind of came up with different names for things over different months. So that's where Facebook Free February came from, even though it turned into all social media apps. The vegetarian thing was just something very different.
What's your title for that?
I think I've just said Go Vegetarian for May. I don't think I actually have a title on it.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't, but it's a challenge.
I would say so. So you're in the coming towards the end of that now.
Yeah, I've over a week to go.
And how is that going for you?
Really, really tough. This one is the hardest one I've had to do. This one is really difficult. It's a whole new diet for me. Having to sit down and, you know, think about what I'm going to make myself, and while training as well, it's really, really difficult.
So lots of omelets.
Well, lots of which, sorry?
Omelets.
Omelette, loads and loads of omelets.
Tell us about your uncle that you're raising funds for. What was his name?
Domo.
And he died. So you're going to be doing the Dublin Marathon as well as the Waterford Marathon. And it will be his 2nd anniversary when you do the Dublin and your final challenge.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Domo.
Well, Domo was a great man. I mean, like his brothers, so my dad and uncles, they're all very family oriented, and he was just so kind and, you know, so loving, and he just had such a great spirit. So even when he was suffering with motor neuron disease, he never lost that spirit. So whatever the disease did, you know, it didn't take away from his spirit. So.
And when was he diagnosed with motor neuron disease?
I can't remember actually the year it was. I suppose when I think about him, I don't really think about him suffering with the disease. I kind of just try and remember him as he was, you know, before it. So it was a couple of years anyway. He suffered with it before he passed away. But
so would he appreciate some of these challenges that you're doing? Was he a sporty man, or did he like to take up quirky things?
He loved sports. You couldn't go visit him without something being on the telly or the radio. You know, it was always sports for him. He played himself as well with Park Ratneska, so he was very into his sports. So I think the running, he always spoke to me about. He always, you know, kept up to date with what I was doing. And I think Everest now would be something that would be of interest to him as well. So the other things, he might think I'm a bit mad, but, you know.
So let's talk about the quirkier ones. So you've given up Facebook. You are a vegetarian right now. You've only a few days left. You're doing the 2 marathons, skydive, a Facebook-free February. You've climbed the base of Everest. So that's the 7. What has been your favourite one so far?
Oh, Everest.
Definitely.
That was
How long
incredible.
Did that take?
It was 7 days trekking up, 5 days back down, and then 2 days either side in Kathmandu. But the trek up was unbelievable. Like I can't even put into words, you know. It was experience of a lifetime, really. It was absolutely amazing.
And then what's been your least favourite?
The vegetarian. It's just such a struggle. I mean, I know there's supposed to be challenges. That was the idea behind it all. But my gosh, I cannot wait for this one to be over.
And then once this one is over in a few days, you've only got a few weeks for your last two challenges. The first of them, the marathon. And then you have another marathon. And
well,
then
that's not the last two. After this marathon in July, I'm giving up all junk food.
I knew I had missed one and counting on my fingers. So yeah, you're giving up all junk food.
All junk food, takeaway foods and alcohol.
And and alcohol. Okay, yeah. And how long are you doing that for?
That'll be for July, the whole month of July.
Has that got a name on it, a title? Junk food?
No junk July.
No junk July. Brilliant.
We thought that had a nice ring to it. So
so that's going to be a hard one. There'll be lots of festivals and events on.
Well, that's it. But that's the idea behind it. It has to be a challenge. So I had to do it in a time that was going to be difficult for me. You know, there's no point doing it if you're not challenging yourself, and to be honest, that's something I love to do anyway. So that's the next one after the Waterford Marathon. But I have another run in August before the Dublin Marathon, so that's running from Abbey Leaks to Athy. If I get the route right, it'll be about 30 kilometres, but I may have to make a couple of detours. We'll see what the roads are like, you know.
And is the Viking Marathon in Waterford your first marathon?
No, I did Paris last year as well. Wow. So Paris was my first one.
Well done. You certainly are a woman who likes to challenge yourself. And all in the name of your uncle for these seven challenges, Domo. You're raising funds. Are you raising them for a particular charity?
The Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association.
Okay, good stuff. And you climbed to the summit of Mount Everest, as we've been saying, but you raised your own money for that. I know some people always wonder about these, you know, charities where you're raising money for someone to go and do something, but you actually spent your own money doing that.
Yeah, that was a challenge in itself, actually. When I booked the trip itself, my car broke down and I just hadn't enough money then to get a new car. I didn't have enough money in my account to get a loan. So I was very stuck for a while, but everyone was great. Like, so many people helped me out there. And eventually I got myself a new car. I only recently got the new car, actually.
So it all came at once.
Yeah, it was that was tough now paying for it. But it was something I wanted to do. And it was because it was for the charity, and you know, I had to do it, so I couldn't cancel. I had to go.
And you're a teacher in Kilkenny College, as we were saying. Are you doing all these stuff on your holidays when you have time off?
Yeah, I booked the trip to Everest during the Easter break, so I worked it out. You know, the dates actually for the trip suited that I'd be back in time, just at the beginning of the next term. So that was all on my own time. No, it was time well spent. You know, like it was good. It was worth it.
Good stuff. Well, as we said, you are raising money for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. You can go to your Everyday Hero account. It's give.everydayhero.com. If you search for Sharon's seven challenges, you'll find her page there. Best of luck with the last ones, especially the no junk, no anything July. At least you can have meat again, Sharon.
I know, that's it.
What's the first meat thing you're going to eat once May is over? What are you looking forward to the
June
most?
June 1st, I know myself, I'm going to go straight down to town in Kilkenny and get myself a barbecue chicken burger from Paris, Texas.
Okay, good stuff. You have it all planned.
Oh, it's all planned.
Good stuff. Well, enjoy it. And I'm sure now that you're back on social media, you can post it on all your social media platforms as well. Thanks a million for coming into
Thanks
the Sunday
so
Grill
for
this
me.
Morning.